a talk now about the removal of dance with the very first feedback, return on experiences, first attending to the Maison Rouge Dame presented by Nina Richard, in charge of the CTU, which is an expertise service at the University of Tours, and she has been carried for a number of years research about the state of the biodiversity of the different waterways. She's the head of surveys pertaining to the impact on the dam removal of Maison Rouge. So, good morning, everybody. Thank you for the organizing team to have invited us. So I shall now present you the case of the Maison Rouge Dam, a work done at the Tours University funded by the Loire-Bretagne Water Agency ERDF funding and the Loire Valley region. The Maison Rouge Dam, of course, was in France, on the River Vienne, on a tributary of the Loire, 48 kilometers from the confluence with the river. So it is the first obstacle with the Atlantic Ocean, 200 kilometers away. So the flow of the River Vienne is 200 cubic meter per second. That dam was located at the confluence of 700 meters of the confluence between the River Vienne and the Creuse. Hence, the reservoir lake was on these two waterways. This dam featured 4 meters and had a width of 200 meters. It was built in 1920 for paper millings, and then a concession was granted to EDF in 1948 for power. And it was, of course, a main obstacle for the migration of fishes. And, of course, there was two species of shad or alewife which suffered from this dam. So you can see different pictures of the removal of the dam because it is really a removal. However, a seal, or actually a weir, has been reconstructed. So decision was made within the Loire Grandeur Nature plan because of the numerous impact of the ecological continuous because of the bad condition of the dam. So there was an important social obstruction, and 4 years were needed to carry out surveys and to talk to the people before the removal be planned. The works were done before 1994 and 2019 with a lowering of the level of the lake. So 2.6 million of work and compensation measures were also implemented. The impact survey done in 1994 estimated 900,000 cubic meters, 600 cubic meters on the River Vienne and 300 cubic meters on the River Creuse. The objective of the study we did was to understand the process and the mode of transportation of sediment stored and the speed of transportation of those alluvium, and to assess the impacts of this new sediment dynamic on the habitats and the fauna and flora species. We carried out different surveys. One was a reference for the start of the work before the lowering of the water reservoir, and then further monitoring a survey in 1999, 2000, 2002, 2009, and 2013. You can see here two pictures, two aerial pictures of the former dam. So we can actually see the submerged weir, which is still exists. And you can see it actually on the last picture in 2013. So we studied different things. We had drawn a sediment dynamic, the benthic macrofauna, in particular the gromulid, which is a species which is being lost now, and also the flora of embankments of the riverbeds and the landfall that were actually cleared up during the lowering of the level at the University of Level. We have not worked on the different fishes, so I shall provide you with a slide at the end of the presentation. It was done by the former ONEMA, which was in charge of the water in France at the time. So the 15 kilometers long water reservoir have been studied within the framework of our studies, and 50 kilometers downstream, the former dam on the river Vienne, downstream linear pathways, where we could find some former gravel quarrying. Now, a survey of the morphological, we've done some bathymetric measurements, but also some aerial measurements and surveys so as to check the sediment transportation. So a number of surveys pertaining to the granulometric measures. We've also did some surveys pertaining to the plant being present in the rivers. And now the macro invertebra, we've got two stations downstream and two upstream, so the former dam. So I will not present you all the results, but the main results, but only the main results. Now, the sediment dynamic in the previous water reservoir and downstream adjustment of the actual slope or tilt of the build since the removal. So you can see that on the river end, we had a very strong tilt rectangle slope in 1990, and now it's actually much lower in 2009. So I want to show you now the different sediment and the dynamic. So 1 year after the removal of the dam, we had a regressive erosion that was very important in the former water reservoir and the deposit that existed on over a length of 1.3 kilometers. If we actually aggregate all the sediments, you can see the graph down below, erosion to start with, and then a deposit, and then transportation downstream further down. And then aerial survey we carried out further allowed us to identify the different sediments that were transported. You can see a 100 meters sediment for 1 meter eighth. 2 years after the removal of the dam, a huge regressive erosion took place well upstream and well front of deposit 5 kilometers downstream. So you can see that here on the picture. 4 years afterwards, still a deposit upstream and the propagation front wave, which arrived 9 kilometers downstream, and which is close to a former gravel quarrying. 7 years after the removal, we still have a deposit at the site of this former gravel quarry, and the propagation front has reached 17 kilometers downstream. 11 years after removal, once again, regressive erosion upstream of the former dam, deposit, which is done at the location of the former gravel quarry, and deposit on another former gravel quarry. The propagation front has reached 25 kilometers ahead, downstream, 15 years after the removal. We still have deposit at the former gravel quarries, and the propagation front now is 35 kilometers downstream on the municipality of Chir. So to sum up these morphologic changes, regressive erosion very important upstream, even for where small seals were reconstructed at the location of the former dam, and an area where there are very few morphological changes, and a great part of the sediment freed was actually stored in the former gravel quarry. And this average speed of transportation sediment of 2.5 kilometers per year. Of course, this led to some impact and consequences on the different habitats upstream of the former dam and in the former water reservoir, important changes in the habitats of the main riverbed in the Vienne, several riffles with coarse granulometry was interested have been filled up by thin sediments coming from the upstreams. So an important part of the sediment has actually clogged up part of the river. So here, this is an example of the riffle located 1.9 kilometers downstream of the former dam, and the granulometry was very important. We can see that in a real picture. We can then see the sandbank, which filled up all the riffle. We've looked into the different air temperature, and important perturbation and changes took place within these communities when the sediments were transported in red. Can be seen the period during which the sediment was done on one given station. So that was that is the riffle I showed you before in 2000. During the transportation of sediment, we can see a collapse of the taxonomy wealth and an increase of the density. So destocking and less structured stock. And with the destocking of sediment that were laid down, this improved. Again, we can see that the curve of the taxonomic curve increases again, and a return of the previous taxon before the sediments. And then there's a density of invertebrae, especially dichironome and oligochaete, which make the most important part of the stock here, i.e. taxon characteristic of moving sands in rivers. In the former water reservoir, there's a very strong modification of the habitats of the main riverbeds, appearance of several riffles whose granulometry is more coarse than the sand aggregated previously, apparition of the parent rock further to the erosion, apparition of gravel islands further to the lowering of the water level. All this led to a diversification of the flows and also an heterogeneous nature of the substratum characteristic and that of the speed of the current. And as from 2005, very important development of the aquatic micrographite. An example of an invertebrate, and then you can see the monitoring that was done on a given station. We can see clearly that as from 2005, as an increased diversity of different taxons, and Trichoptera, for instance, globally an increase of the taxonomic diversity and abundance. Now, the riparian forest, the dam was 4 meters high. And so in some cases, the water level dropped by 4 meters, and an important part of the riparian forest died with trees which fell so and had to be removed. And very quickly, another riparian forest came to life, and with different trees. If we look more precisely the different plants on the different banks, we can see that there are lots of grass with a pioneering species that are characteristic to the rivers, and then came the different trees and shrubs. You can see an example of an embankment that was without any plants. Just after the lowering of the river level, then very quickly, a year after, the pioneering plants came and colonized the environment that was free of any species. And you can see then different shrubs and trees that then came to life. So within 10 years, there's an increase, of course, of the diversity of different plant species, but as from 2000, there's a decrease of the diversity of subspecies, which is due to the lateral erosion of the banks of the river, which leads to the fact that some pioneering plants are not found anymore. And there are, of course, there are some predominant plants and nettles, for example, on the banks of the river. The monitoring we did on the alluvium banks that have been cleared out in 1998, just after the lowering of the water level, you can see the virgin or blank sandbank. You can see in 2000, there's some plants colonizing this sandbank, and in 2009, we can see shrubs and trees. And in 2013, there's a fully grown riparian forest on this sandbank, so a very rapid colonization indeed. Fishes. Now, as I said previously, that dam was a major obstacle to the migration of fishes. Lamprey and eel, they were, well, fish ladders had been built, but they were not fully functional. Hence, the hybridation issues of the shad arose. Since the removal of the dam, of course, shads were able to reach their spawning grounds. There was a recolonization of 35 kilometers of water courses that were made accessible to those fish. And then very quickly, we were able to see a marine lamprey, bearing in mind that the Vienne catchment area provides 80% of the River Loire, and also salmon, some which were actually monitored and counted on a tributary. So 9 adult salmons were actually observed. So a very rapid colonization and a very quick improvement in the migratory routes of the fishes. So as Roberto said, it is the first removal of such a big dam in France, with that of the Saint-Étienne-du-Vigan, numerous changes as per the functioning of the Vienne and the removal of the sediment that was quick. We can now observe a stabilization of the system. So we can say that we are faced now with pretty positive results when it comes to the removal of the dam for all the different surveys we have done. So we have been studying this for the last 20 years now, or 15 years, sorry. And this is a unique case of monitoring, a long-term monitoring and following up. So we are awaiting eagerly the case of the Saline River. Thank you very much for listening to me.